Mr. Zuckerberg, in front of me is a picture of an extremely wet meal in a dark room taken with a flash. Yet the caption says, chefing it up like a boss? Does that look like chefing it up to you? And then the same man posted a picture of himself in a Nautica pinstripe suit and somehow an uneven goatee and said, damn, I clean up good, LOL. He's not cleaning up good. How much more of these lies will you spread?
You're under oath, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Mr. Zuckerberg, we found 30 billion instances of people arguing about copper wiring being stolen. And every argument ended with, well, at least I raised my damn kids.
No, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg should have to testify in front of Michael Hudson.
Michael Hudson, Tom, and Bertovo.
He should have to testify in front of Michael Hudson about the content that his website is putting out there into the world.
Now, that's really the thing. We're not having a real discussion about privacy or monopoly because nobody cares about these things anymore. So everything is just a grand message board argument that is finally filtered up to the United States Senate, where the only the left or right viewpoint is going to be, why did you get such and such banned from your service? My constituents demand that they be allowed to use that word.
That is Paul Neelan's like center plank, a bill that means you can't get banned from anywhere.
That's all.
I'm not kidding.
That's all most of these people care about anymore. Like I don't like these posts. Ban these posts. These are the Russia posts. And or unban me. Unban Alex Jones.
Right. It's like, you know, do I think Facebook should have banned Diamond and Silk? I don't fucking know. I don't really care. But like the people who say that are always people who would absolutely love to ban everyone who posts about Gaza, for example, or, you know, really any leftist issue. It's not a legit, it's bad faith is what it is. I just saw this amazing headline I need to read on this topic from the Daily Beast. Zuckerberg gets more questions about Diamond and Silk than Facebook's role in the Myanmar genocide.
Oh my God.
Well, to be, I mean, Libby, to be fair, Diamond and Silk are very pro-genocide in Myanmar.